Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Memories bring back, memories bring back
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen Myers joining us a little earlier than normal, still a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Get to the doctor, lady.
I know. You've been sending him a message right now.
Holding on to this cold for going on 2 weeks.
I know.
I just worry about you. Okay, so you're here for our favorite part of the show. It's not really, but we do enjoy it. It's time for
questionable content.
These are topics that might be too racy for the general public, but we know that you 555ers can handle it. I just screenshot this. I don't have any more information than this, but Kim Kardashian removed fake nipples from Met Gala dress after Kanye West voiced displeasure.
Questionable content.
I'm trying to picture it, and then I'm like, why?
I kind of want to see what the dress looked like, and what is that?
He has all these new rules, though. Did you know that?
But who needs... What is the point of fake nipples?
I don't know.
You know the Met Gala is really over the top. It's like their costume ball. And so sometimes some of the dresses are very avant-garde. So there might have been something where she had a dress that had, you know, sequiny fake the front.
I might need some help from Kevin on this one, but it didn't work for George Clooney in the Batman movie. Wasn't that the incarnation of Batman?
That's correct. You're right.
With the nipples on the Batman suit?
I'll just tell you this, fake nipple wearers. As a shoulder pad wearer back in the day.
Questionable content.
What if the nipples go, they just move. They don't stay. All of a sudden, you got a nipple on your shoulder. That's a new kind of shoulder pad.
Yeah, right. She said initially she was coming out of the water and she was going to be wet. So there were nipples attached to the dress. I know what dress she's talking about.
I have a picture
of
it.
The one where she had all the crystals. It's almost like nude colored. And she had crystals dripping off of the dress, so it looked like she was wet, and her hair looked like it was wet.
Yeah, all right. Well, no fake nipples.
Were they crystals?
Ooh, that would hurt.
Crystal nipples?
Right.
That's itchy.
Listen, I'm not done.
Content.
And I'm not done. I have another Fridays, you get a bonus.
Questionable content.
Jen, this sounds like something that would be possibly in Grey's Anatomy when you watched it.
Double uterus?
No. It's not that, but there's
it's a real thing.
And we always hear about these stories when they publish reports on them after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay. And this came out of the American Journal of Medicine, AJM.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 46-year-old woman. They documented this in the American Journal of Medicine. A 46-year-old woman from Baltimore who was rushed to the ER earlier this year because of an unexpected side effect of relations with her husband.
What's that?
Okay, so apparently he had started taking antibiotics because of an infection, and she has a penicillin allergy.
Uh-oh.
So when they did it...
Questionable content.
She went into anaphylactic shock?
Some of the penicillin was transmitted, and she went into... anaphylactic shock.
Does your throat still close up or does something else?
Now,
super
Jen,
questionable content.
We don't take it that far, Jen.
What, your nose? No. I was talking about your nostrils.
Well, luckily the doctors were able to figure out what happened. How would they know? I mean.
Whoa.
Right? She was treated, released, within 24 hours. And that is your
questionable content. I like how we've been doing this segment, as Courtney has said, before Jen comes in. And then when Jen's here for it, it gets the most questionable it's ever been.
She's not. She's just not used to it.
Right.
She gets a little racy.
What? Oh, my.
Lance, how's traffic?
Hello, podcast people.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's 6. We got to clean it up. All right. On the roads this morning, I think it's going to be an interesting rush hour day, because if you planned accordingly and you have Monday off for veterans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.